When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen here in Lincoln, Bill Bush with you from afar. Bill, where are you this morning for the breakers you are watching on the video stream?
God, it's just so great to be with you guys. I'm in Kearney, Nebraska, the vacation capital. There's two places you want to spend time. It's Pender and Kearney, and I'm out here having a great time.
Columbus?
At the Unis Center, and Pinnacle Bank has brought me out for an engagement this morning. Very excited about that. Spent a lot of time with everyone at Pinnacle Bank last night at an incredible reception. And so I'm getting ready to go live with them here in about an hour or something.
Nice.
Well, you going live?
Mm-hmm.
He was in between coffee sips right there.
Yes, live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about the room they have me in? Is this incredible?
Yes, if you can see on the stream.
I can't
Bill,
describe it.
Bill has
paint a picture for the people.
Bill looks like he's in Midwest Bank right now with all the stone in the room.
There's a grand piano.
He's got a nice couch behind him.
Are you going to tickle the ivories for us?
Yes. Oh, I'd like to tickle the ivories. Yes, that would be... Tell you what, that was a Bill Shrills a while back. Teach your kids how to play the piano.
Tickle the ivories.
Yes.
Sip thought you
should. What's going on, Steve?
Sip thought you should have mentioned Columbus in your intro. You said, you know, Pender, Kearney. You didn't say Columbus in terms of vacation spots, Bill.
Columbus is nice, especially I like the old racetrack setup better, Steve. You know, now they got there with the new casino and stuff. I know it's nice, but they tore down Wishbones, and I'll never get over that.
Ever.
Torn down? It is torn down.
Wishbones is gone, guys. You've been to Wishbones.
Oh, many times.
Yes. We used to drive to Wishbones.
Oh, my God. Hold on. This is getting the parallel lives. This has gone a little to a place I didn't know.
Yes, I've been to Wishbones numerous times.
It's absolutely possible that me and Bill were in Wishbones simultaneously.
At the same time.
Just didn't know. Yes.
It's Bill, you know how tell me it was Thursday nights you would go there sometimes.
Thursday nights, absolutely.
Uh-oh.
You guys definitely were there at the same time.
Oh, my God. We were probably scamming on the same girls. God.
Could be.
This is hitting a little too close
to competition
home.
Back there.
Jake.
He came under your turf.
Yeah,
he came under your turf.
What were you freaked out that you were in a town that had eight? Class A football.
I was just blown. I remember when I was there most of the time. That's what I would do. I would just stop random people and just say, "What's it like to play that level of baseball? What's it like to play Class A baseball?"
Basically, the big leagues at that point.
You came into Wishbone.
Wishbones is a roadhouse.
Yeah.
It was outside of town, and
pure
it was just
house.
Yeah. It was a roadhouse. Is what it was. It was better times.
Pure roadhouse.
I did not make it to Wishbone. It wasn't around at that point.
No,
I had.
Bill, that place was amazing. It was.
It was. Yeah, and it's tore down now.
Okay.
At least before I could at least drive by and see it, it basically turned into a storage unit for someone. They just put their whatever in it, but at least made me happy knowing it was still there. Now it's just gone.
This is amazing.
This is idle chit chat.
Yeah.
Idle chit chat.
It is. I don't even know if I classify that as idle chit chat. That put a charge in me that we were walking around that place simultaneously and didn't know it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. The things I could tell you off the air.
I have a Duke off the air story for Wishbone.
Okay. Color me a surprise.
I'm not even sure if we'll say it off the air. I'll make sure we're in like a concealed room.
Oh, boy. Duke, what happened in Wishbone?
We might have to ask Ben to leave.
Ben, you can't hear this.
You're not ready for this one yet.
Your ears aren't ready for this.
Concealed room.
Nobody can hear. Very private.
Oh, this was beautiful. Thank you for that,
Wishbone.
Bill.
Wishbone.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes,
Kearney.
Bill was in his Regal hotel room in Kearney, Nebraska, ahead of his speech this morning.
Where did they put you up? At the governor's mansion?
It looks like
basically,
it.
Yeah. It's the Crown Plaza Hotel. These people out here got their stuff figured out. It's unbelievable. And it's nice they put me in a room with a grand piano. I really enjoy it.
Tickle the ivories before you speak. It'll help you out.
Yeah, you wouldn't be in the governor's mansion because that's here, but it could be the mayor, like a mayoral mansion or something.
Jake, could you? I guess can we say that on air?
Yeah, sure.
We had a conversation yesterday.
You left about 8:20 yesterday, Sip, and then Bill stuck around for 10 more minutes. He was making his coffee back there, and in that time you left and Bill stuck around. In walks Governor Jim Pillen.
Wow,
he was here. He had a coffee. We talked to him for about 5 minutes or so.
Wow, yeah.
He got a coffee at the mill here at our mill.
Was there like Secret Service around?
He had one person.
There was. Yes.
Yep. He had it, and probably someone else in the car. He had someone inside and somebody in the car as well.
Interesting.
But he was here. Well, getting
I just
coffee.
Missed it. What was I doing?
You had to go probably take a nap after your 3 a.m. wake up call to go to the airport in Omaha and make it back in time for the show.
You'd already been up for 9 hours, Steve.
Pretty much. You didn't go to sleep at home. You just were up all night.
Yeah, it was a day. Trust me.
Woo. And the crash did hit you last night, you said. As we called, you would conk out early last night.
Yeah, I conked out at like 8:15.
Early mornings.
Yeah.
Then you missed the end of the Royals game. Voted.
Go ahead.
I said then he missed the end of the Royals game.
Bill, listen, were you guys watching?
Bill was texting. He asked Royals.
I was watching in and out. I went to a reception last night with the members here from Pinnacle Bank. There's 500 people here.
Jeez.
From like 12 different states. A guy from Canada. So I was talking to all these people.
You show him your picture with the flag.
God, I hope.
I should have.
Come on, it's a missed opportunity, Bill.
Well, today you can do that.
Find him again.
Yes.
Yeah. Show him the picture. It's one of our favorite picks we have ever seen.
It pops up about every fourth day. Somehow.
It's important for the stool to see that on the group chat.
It's a roadside photo of Bill in his orange shirt with a very serious expression. Somewhere he got hold of a Canadian flag.
it's a beautiful picture.
I was just right across the border.
It was an incredible photo. An incredible photo.
It lives on forever in the chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Last night, though, Sip, Bill, the listeners, the Royals lost 3-2 in KC. It was a great game. It was tied up in the eighth inning. Then Giancarlo Stanton hit a moonshot to left field for the ultimate 3-2 lead, and that was the final score, 3-2. Yankees up 2-1 in the ALDS. Game 4 today, Royals must win to go to Game 5 back in New York, which would be on Saturday if the Royals were to win.
Day game today.
The place looked electric, Jake.
It was packed. I was looking just It was packed. Out of curiosity, I was looking on like StubHub, Ticketmaster for prices. The cheapest ticket I saw was $199. I mean, people are spending
a
fortune.
Not a bad price to be inside that stadium.
That was for standing room only.
There's a question.
There wasn't even a seat.
Bill, we have to address. Now, and I wonder about this. Is that with fees?
That was with fees, yeah.
Oh, God, that's not
bad. Oh, that's not bad,
That
man.
Was with fees.
Bill, we bought tickets last night. We planned our trip to OKC. Get ready for this. The fees for the tickets were $60 a piece. $60 a piece.
Not right.
They just gouge you. And I don't know which Dom does it on his phone. Dominic does it on his phone. So I don't know which outlet he goes through. But I was stunned by it. I mean, that gets to be $250 tickets with fees.
They know you're going to pay it, so they can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't go through until you pay the fees.
When did that come about, though? That's not always been the case.
That's why it should be better times when you just walk around the arena and you try to get some tickets. I know this when you used to scalp tickets, there was never a guy saying, "Yeah, it's they're $100 a piece," and then of course the fees on top.
Right.
It starts here and it goes to this. So
yeah. When me and Bill say better times, first of all, we mean it, and second of all, this is a great example. It's a great example. Well, no, there were no. If there were fees, then maybe it were $7,
not 60.
Yeah, not 60. Where it's just an out and out
ridiculous
price gouge. They just gouge you because they know they can. And you know what? If they jack it to 90, people still pay it because they want to go see these events.
You asked about the time tonight. 7:08 is the time on TBS.
Yankees, Royals?
Royal. The Yankees have their ace going, Garrett Cole, who was a part of the Game 1 victory for the Yankees.
Yes.
So, tough sledding for the Royals ahead this evening. They're underdogs with Michael Wacha on the mound.
Okay.
Who pitched Game 1. Pitched fine.
Yep.
But Royals down 2-1. 7:08 first pitch in KC this evening to extend the series to Saturday.
Other results.
Last night, the Mets have moved on.
Miracle Mets.
The Mets are going to the NLCS for the first time since 2015, the year they lost to the Royals in the World Series. They beat the Phillies with a grand slam 4-1 by Francisco Lindor. The Dodgers blank the Padres 8-0. It's going to game 5 back in LA for that one. Tigers shut out the Guardians, Cleveland 3-0. Tigers up 2-1 in that series. That's your update on the DS games.
Lindor, the former Indian.
That's right. Former Indians. Last Guardian now, but it is Indian.
Yeah, the former Indian. That's
yes.
Right.
That's your update on MLB.
All right. Thank you.
And I think last night, and I saw there was some college football going on. Let's see, who played last night?
Who was it, Bill?
Did you watch that, Bill?
Mexico State got nipped by 50.
Nipped.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, by 50. Jacksonville State.
54-13. Blowout. I think it was 33-6 at halftime.
Jacksonville
State. It was horrible.
And yeah. Jack State is not a great record. Jack State's now 3-3. New Mexico State's now 1-5 after the loss.
Ooh. Smothers scored a touchdown late.
He got it. He's still playing college ball, Logan Smothers?
Yes. Yes.
Was he in a reserve?
Oh, my God. It was a 72-yard run, but 72-yard touchdown run by Smothers. Not just a run, a long run.
Yeah.
Long run.
I do not believe he is the starter, Steve.
Okay. He is a reserve.
The starter is a man named Tyler Huff. He's a senior on that team.
Correct.
Smothers is the backup. Mm. So that was your football action last night on a Wednesday night football.
I'd like to know how many people are watching that. I would be very interested.
I caught a little bit of the late. I got back to my hotel room with enough time to watch some of it. I had it on, but I paid zero attention. It was horrible football.
Was it really? Was it?
Yeah, it was like I said, by the time I started watching, it was 40-something to 7 or whatever.
I saw a clip of this game at halftime where the head coach of Jacksonville State was pissed because his players were like starting up beef on the sideline of New Mexico State at halftime. He's like sprinting across the field saying, "Get over here. We're going to the locker room." So that was like a viral clip going on that this coach was just pissed because his players wanted to go start up a fight.
They were beefing.
At halftime, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Up 33-6.
That's the thing. I mean, if you're the head coach and your team's up 33-6, let's not screw this night up now, okay, with antics. Bill, you are a coach. What would you say to your kids?
I'd say no antics, please.
Simple as that.
Excuse me. Guys, we'd like to have no antics. Pretty simple.
They'd understand that word.
Yes, they would understand exactly.
Come on, no antics.
No antics.
Easy. No antics, guys. Come on. I did see this
no antics.
In Florida, the situation with the hurricane stuff at Tampa Bay, in Tampa, the Rays, the stadium, the baseball stadium, Tropicana Field, the roof got ripped off last night
by the
storm.
You're kidding.
That roof was built to manage 115 mile per hour winds.
Ooh.
And it got torn off. That's also where the safety people were going to be staying there. The linemen were going to be staying.
Yeah, they had it set up with cots in there.
Correct.
For the first responders.
Correct. First responders were supposed to stay inside that stadium, and the roof got ripped off last night.
Ooh.
In the hurricane.
That's danger zone.
Yeah.
I mean, the picture of that hurricane from the aerial view was incredible. It engulfed the entire state. of Florida, God. Right through the middle of it. It was unreal to see the photo.
Hmm.
So unfortunate to see that damage Florida.
Anybody in Florida, any break or anybody, I hope everybody's okay, obviously.
Yes, absolutely.
Let us know, breakers. Let us know.
If you're out there, please let us know you're safe in Florida.
Yeah, we'd like to, exactly.
YouTube, Facebook, 464-5685, text as always. Anything else for you, Sip, for Idle Chit-Chat
this morning? We should acknowledge Ben.
Young Ben is here, yes.
He got Bill set up. I heard Bill and him chatting. That was nice.
Yes, I had to text Ben to see when the email was coming, and he said, Jake's not here yet.
Yeah, I got there about 5:35 this morning. A little slow in my ear. A little slow.
Ben had no problem pointing out that Jake had not arrived. Most of the time, people would try to be like, hey, we're doing a couple things.
Come on, be cool, Ben. Be cool.
Ben went with, Jake's not here, so I don't know what we're going to do.
You know, so Ben has also set up about 1,000 streams in his lifetime. He knows how to make the stream. But let's just call out Jake, young Ben. Real cool. Be cool, Ben.
Yeah. Come on. Not cool, Ben.
Unbelievable.
Not cool.
Unbelievable. That is
all right. Short pants today?
No, he's got long pants.
He's got pants on? Okay, long pants
He's got long pants.
Long pants. Not even that cold today. It's like it was warm this morning outside.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Keep in mind where he's from, okay?
Columbus?
Yeah. And just remember, he's got a badass side to
it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's John Butler.
Walking by again.
Hey, walk by again.
And that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. Oh. They do everything from body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray and bedliners, and more. Renewyourauto.com. What were you saying about Sip?
Oh, my computer made a noise. Sorry about
that. All right. 464-5685, call or text as always. So, again, we all know Nebraska has the bye weekend. They don't play football this weekend. It gives us a chance to watch a lot of football games. And this is a really, again, we've talked about this before, but this is a massive weekend in the conference. We all know Ohio State, Oregon, 6:30 p.m. on NBC on Saturday, number 2 versus number 3. We know Penn State at USC, also Wisconsin, Rutgers, Washington, Iowa. My question is how much will we learn about the conference's true contenders this weekend with the slate ahead?
Oh, I mean, more. I mean, I guess, Bill, I'd be interested to hear what Bill thinks. If you just start with Ohio State, Oregon, I guess what I wonder is, the way I perceive it is there's a pretty big gap between Ohio State and everybody else.
Even Oregon?
Well, that's what we're about to find out. Yeah. Is there two teams at the top and then Penn State and the rest of everybody else? Penn State, I do not put Penn State in a, well, we could put
100.
You could say it this way. Bill, what do you think about this? I would not put Penn State in Ohio State category. I wouldn't put Oregon in the Ohio State category until I see it for myself. The question I have is, would you put Penn State even in the Oregon category?
Currently, no. Hmm. No, I don't. I mean, I don't know if they can. They're defensively, yes. Offensively, you know, if you watch that Illinois game, you know, if Illinois doesn't snap the ball over his head at the 1 yard line,
right,
the game is going to go down to a 17-14 game. Who wins it at the end, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So scored 17 against Illinois at home. So right now, offensively, you just don't see him putting enough points on the board to be able to keep up with an Ohio State or an Oregon. You know, the big thing with Oregon right now is that they have not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gelled together offensively. They had two red zone interceptions last week. They've got talent all over the place. I think Dillon Gabriel is fourth in the history of college football in passing yards. And so he's done a lot of great things, and he can run really well. But like I'm like Steve, I'm pulling hard for Oregon because I have so many friends on that staff. But right now, when you're watching it, you know, Ohio State it appears to be elite. But with that being said, Ohio State's like 110th in who they've played.
Yeah.
110th.
Strength of schedule.
They also have not played anyone or on the road. So the intrigue for that game is insane, in my opinion.
Insane is way. Yeah, me too. Now, I'm almost equally intrigued in Penn State USC, though, because of kind of what we're talking about. If Penn State really wants to join this conversation of, okay, we're in the same category of as Ohio State and maybe Oregon, then you got to put it to USC. I mean, you got to go out there and score enough points to come out of there with a win. And I think that's what you're looking for from Penn State. Can they put up enough points? I don't know how they want. Now, that said, I think what you do with the nation's 18th rushing attack, Penn State, against the nation's 87th ranked rushing defense is just hammered at them. So it might not be a high scoring game, but can they score 24 to 27 to 28, maybe 30 points against USC?
I don't think they can, but I agree that the one thing you have to give Penn State credit for is they can run the football and they have really good defense. So good defense and the ability to run the football usually ends up pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That game
is shocking that USC hasn't been able to shore up the defense more, especially in NIL world, because they're still up front. They don't look anything close to what these other teams you look at.
Bill, here's the deal. They went into they tried to go to the portal and get bigs, get D linemen, and just largely struck out.
Yeah.
They tried.
It's hard. Mass kicks ass. You can't find them. You know, it's like you're not walking around.
Even USC?
It's hard. It's hard. Because first of all, if they have to be extremely unhappy to be leaving, because no one's going to let players walk out the door. I mean, could you imagine all of a sudden just at Nebraska, if Ty and Nash and Jamari, those guys, you know, were all of a sudden going to test the portal waters. You know what their value would have been in the portal?
Yes.
I mean, but Nebraska is also like that. Those are three guys that aren't walking out the door.
Right.
There's no chance we're letting those guys leave here. Nope. And so they're just so hard to find on every team. And the ones that can play, they get taken care of. They're not leaving. I mean, they're so hard to find.
I'm looking at the stats from last week, the loss for USC to Minnesota. Ran the ball 40 times for 193 yards in that game.
So not great.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
193?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
4.8 yards a
carry. No, you're right. You're right. That's good.
That's not an ass kicking.
It's not an ass kicking, but they moved almost 5 yards a carry. 24-17, Minnesota wins the game. They had a game plan. They had a game plan, and they stuck to it.
Right.
And they moved the ball when they had to. 5 yards a carry.
So I would expect Penn State to do something like that, right, Bill? I mean, Penn State, if they run 40 times, I would expect them to eclipse 200.
Absolutely.
And that's the game to me. And that's the game.
Unless they can move the ball some and they can get a lead of some sort. All of a sudden, USC being they.
Yeah, okay.
All of a sudden, Penn State's in, like, all of a sudden they're down a touchdown or down 10 middle of the third quarter.
Yeah.
And then can they just chip away at it? But when you turn the TV on and you see Ohio State at Oregon in that crowd, and you see Penn State at USC.
Oh.
Those are some logos now. Oh, yeah. That is some cool stuff.
Oh God. There's nothing that will rip me away from the TV.
Well, think about it. You're going back to back. So Penn State USC is at 2:30, and then the Oregon game is at 6:30.
Oh, that
game
trust ends, me you when
go
I tell
right
you
the other screen. It's perfect.
Yeah, trust me when
it's
I tell you. I know
exactly. 8 hours right there.
Well, you could add to it. I mean, okay, Wisconsin Rutgers isn't.
It's
wonderful.
Not quite the same, but
it's not quite the same.
At 11 a.m.
But I'll take it.
Very intriguing, though.
Yeah,
it is intriguing. Game. Yes, it is intriguing.
Think about that day. Think about that day, Ben. Ben, think about it.
Ben,
you owe it to yourself to watch some of that stuff. Okay. So you can join in on our conversations and have hot takes on Monday.
He'll have takes no matter what. Penn State is, by the way, a 4.5-point favorite at USC.
Bill, isn't that game about, from USC's standpoint, see, I'm counting on you to educate me on this stuff. USC is about explosive plays on offense, right? Because they can't grind you.
No, not as well. No, it's not 3-4 yards a carry. It's a little bit more explosive.
Yeah.
And like I said, Penn State, it's not a must win, but it's a huge game for James Franklin.
Yes, it is.
He flies back from there with an L. Because it's always just been, we're good, and then that's where it's at. But USC, it's a must win.
Yes.
Must win. They've lost two games.
They've lost two.
A heartbreaker to Michigan and a heartbreaker to Minnesota. And if they lose the third game, that will be devastation to that program.
Welcome to intrigue.
They're out of the playoff, essentially, at that point.
Yeah. Think about, Bill, you talk about like how lives are affected. They are. These games and then this new world we're in is fascinating to me. I mean, this new world is, I love it, but man, it would be hard if you were in it. I mean, right?
Absolutely. The Ohio State Oregon game, when the game's over, they'll kind of say to each other as they're shaking hands, "See you in December."
Yep. See you again.
Good chance of that.
Yep.
Good chance we're going to see each other again.
Really,
that's
good
kind
chance.
Of what could potentially happen. It may not, but that's the odds are right now that there's going to be a rematch of those two teams.
Buckeyes currently a 3-point favorite on the road at Oregon.
That's
3 points for the Buckeyes.
I can't do this because you guys are going to kill me on Missouri.
No. Rightfully so.
3 points is a joke. I mean, that's a joke. That's easy. Come on.
Did you watch the first half of Ohio State Iowa last week?
You take Ohio State.
7-0 at halftime.
What was the final?
They pulled away. They won 35-7.
Right.
They did.
3 points? That's a gift.
It's at Austin. It's hard to win at Austin, man.
But part of it, was that a gift last week on the Missouri?
You said that was easy money.
That game was over right when the foot hit the ball.
It was one of the worst.
4 minutes, it was this is over.
That was one of the worst predictions I've ever made in my life. It was bad.
Bill sent us a screenshot. It was like 24-0 end of the first quarter.
And I thought, here comes Missouri. They'll come back.
I think everyone was saying that.
He did. On the pregame show, it's fine. It's early. They're coming back.
I'll give them credit. It's early. They're fine.
What happened?
Second half team.
What happened? It was a bad, bad, bad read by me. But this, come on. Ohio State 3? I mean, if they win by 13, I'll be like, what happened? You only won by 13? Ohio State will put the pedal down.
Now, you talk about a place to play now.
It is rough. I've been there, Bill.
That's a wow. And the crazy thing about the wow factor is it only seats 53,000. And Bill, it's still a wow factor. It's deafening.
Oh, it's deafening. I've been there. That's where Bill wouldn't be interested in this. That's where Bob Diaco, Bob Diaco was a defensive coordinator. And, Bill, how we interview you guys after games and the interview was winding down. And this was in front of a lot of people, too. I said, hey, can I get your cell? He's like, looks at me, goes, no, we're not going to do that.
No go.
It was really embarrassing. It was incredibly embarrassing.
In front of the people? Yeah. People saw that?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, Parker got a big charge out of that.
I would like to have been there for that one. Trust me.
I know. You would have started laughing on the spot.
I would have laughed at the spot.
I'm good.
But I gave you my number. Hey, you can get my number.
You're not calling me.
He said, no, we're not going to do that.
One of the more intriguing things about this game, and this, Jake, will be out of your wheelhouse. This will be in the Parallel Life wheelhouse.
Okay.
Is that to look around there, if you get a chance maybe tonight, watch it. But the University of Oregon is where Animal House was shot.
Ooh.
The University of Oregon is where the movie Animal House, yes. Fawn Leibowitz, when her boyfriend got killed in a kiln explosion, when they showed up at her dorm, that dorm is at the University of Oregon.
Did not know that.
Bill, yes. That's good. You just dropped in some.
That's knowledge, a gem. Right? That's a gem.
That movie is one of the all-time greats of all time. I mean, just wow. So it was shot at the University of Oregon. So
Fawn Leibowitz.
Eric Stratton gave the great speech. Incredible.
Of the two games all featuring right. unranked teams, which of these intrigues you more this weekend? You got Wisconsin, Rutgers, and Washington, Iowa. Ooh. Which one is more intriguing for the Big Ten of those two? Wisconsin, Rutgers, Washington, Iowa.
God, that's about a toss-up.
Wow. Those are two incredible games.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm more intrigued with Rutgers, Wisconsin.
Because?
I just kind of think something's going to take a turn. It's kind of interesting to see, you know, Wisconsin, we didn't talk about this at all during the week of that, but maybe you guys did when I missed the one day, but that's an incredible job by them. You know, their running back, you know, left the team for physical reasons, mm-hmm. and they beat Purdue 52-7.
That's right.
I mean, and we all know Purdue is extremely limited, but still they beat them 52-7. So maybe the vibe in the room, because their schedule, Wisconsin, is brutal. They have to have this win, and also Rutgers has to have this win to kind of solidify themselves of, hey, we're going to have a great record and go through all this stuff. But that intrigues the heck out of me. But Washington's offense versus Iowa's defense is very – Washington's offense, they're a good offense.
Okay.
They really are. So it's going to be intriguing to see. And that's at Iowa, correct?
It is. I'm guessing in terms of Iowa, I mean, I think they might still have some dreams of being a playoff team. Now, they have two losses. I'm saying they lost to Iowa State, who's undefeated in the Big 12.
Dreams.
That's not a bad loss.
Dreams.
Ohio State, of course, is not a bad loss. Their schedule is all gettable the rest of the way. Nebraska, is at the end, that could be a playoff game.
God, if I was in the playoff, there's just something.
I'm saying they have dreams of the playoff.
Jake is right. If they 10-2,
yeah.
they'll be in conversation.
Well, Rutgers could be 10-2, too.
So top five teams.
Okay. I get it. Yeah.
Stretch. They're not a playoff team, in my brain.
Steve, they're one of the 68 available teams.
That's true.
They all have a chance.
I will tell you this. One thing I've learned, I've thought about it more this year, when Bill or anybody says the word limited, it just means they suck.
Purdue is limited. Oh, okay.
Limited is a convenient euphemism in college football that coaches and announcers use to describe teams that suck. Well, they're very limited.
Who else is limited, Bill?
Purdue is probably double limited.
they're all the way limited.
They're double limited.
They're at the max limit.
Rutgers, Wisconsin will be a good nap game. It's intriguing because you want to see it. It'd be good on your TV, but it's also a good game to doze off to. It is.
Yes, you can fade if you all of a sudden have to go out and do something in the garage or take a little nap. You're not going to miss a lot.
No,
you know, no. It's not going to be like you can't. Why would you ever get up from the couch on this game? This is electric. No,
it's a barn burner over here.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Rutgers.
The game might be over in an hour and a half.
That'd be delightful. Yeah.
I think Rutgers wins like 21-7, 21-10, something
I'm
like that.
I'm taking the Badgers. I'm going Badgers. 22-21 walk-off field goal.
Oh, you're taking...
That's a call right
now. You're biased because Wisconsin is one of your favorite places in the world.
He has coached at both places, though, Wisconsin and Rutgers.
That's true.
Both places.
That's true.
So, how biased is he?
Okay, now what else? Is there any other...
I watched a pass from Rutgers bounce off a guy's helmet.
That was a problem.
We did see that. The wide open pass. you have tomorrow night Northwestern at Maryland. It's kind of a game.
Northwestern Maryland.
10.5-point favorite.
What did you just say, Jake?
I did the car out of gas.
Oh, God, I think that game's incredible.
10.5-point favorite Maryland against Northwestern, who is 2-3.
Why do you want to watch that game, Bill?
Because, again, it's a must win for both teams for just having to be able to deem their season a success. And all of a sudden, you know, Northwestern, who hasn't had a brutal schedule by any stretch, they're 2-3 to 2-4. And all of a sudden, it's like right away, it's like, whoa, did we make the right decision with this coach? I'm sure that they did, whatever. But I think there's a lot going on there.
The Friday night games have been entertaining for the Big Ten so far. Nebraska, Illinois was entertaining. The games after that have been good. This could be a good game if it keeps following that. But 10.5-point favorite is Maryland in that one. The other games, Purdue at Illinois. Illinois is a 22.5-point favorite against the double limited Boilermakers, and then Minnesota at UCLA. That's your Big Ten slate this weekend.
It's a, I mean, this new world is This is a great weekend. I'm glad you decided to do this for the first segment. It is an incredible weekend, and this new world is fun. It is. Bill Mitchell.
Oh, it is. The games that we're seeing, I mean, Ohio State at Oregon, that's not happening.
No.
That's happening because it's conference play.
And Penn State at USC will literally look like a Rose Bowl in October. I mean,
yes,
it'll literally look like a Rose Bowl. In fact, Penn State played who did they play in the Rose Bowl of recent vintage?
They played Utah.
It was USC.
Utah.
Or was it USC?
Who did they play last
year? It was USC.
Okay, USC. Who did they play Utah? Yeah. What game was that?
That was also in the Rose Bowl, too.
You're correct. It was. Okay. Yes. All right. Before we get to break, Sip is famished, Bill. You might be famished, too, but you got a nice hotel you can eat breakfast at. But,
or the piano.
Yeah,
on the piano in my room.
Don't eat off the piano.
Please, yeah. Don't get crumbs in
the
piano.
Very respectful to all pianos.
Right. Do that. Thank you.
I think you should take a trip, though, Sip, to Early Bird.
Okay.
For breakfast.
The Bird.
After the show. Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It's unbelievable.
Bonus gravy. David from Renew had bonus gravy.
He did hit it.
And they bring it out and they don't even, there's no charge.
No. He's like, here you go. Here's your extra gravy.
A bowl of extra gravy, bonus gravy. They're like, yeah, there's no charge.
They got to ask Jamie, though, first, Jamie Pearl. And he just nods.
He's got to clear it through Jamie. And he'll be, he sits in the corner, is very, I don't know what that is. It was incredible to see him, how he just sat back in the corner and oversaw everything.
Kind of a power move in
a
way.
It was a power move, yes. I felt intimidated at times.
Yeah, by Jamie, I did too. Yes. When he looked at me and said, Sipple.
You call it a nose tackle.
It's French.
It's French.
He leaned in. It's French.
You called him a nose tackle.
I did not. I said
he
has the look of a nose tackle.
Okay, but that's calling him a nose tackle.
Because he's a big man.
Variety of pancakes, of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash hole.
Beautiful. Even from afar, Bill nails the hash.
You nailed it.
That was great. Great.
Well, I also wonder with that, what the people in the room next to me thought.
What's wrong with this clown over here?
What's he on? Hash hole.
What's wrong with
someone's trying to sleep right now.
Knock on your door. Early Bird, 19th K, lots of free parking. Also locations in Iowa and Omaha. When we come back, an early edition on a Thursday of Bill's Thrills, cool parenting tips.
Tips!
That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.